This is Fresh Air. Each week, rock critic Ken Tucker discusses one or two new albums in some detail to convey an idea of what the whole album sounds like. Because of the enormous number of records released each year, there are many excellent musicians and songs that are inevitably overlooked. There just isn't time for all the good stuff. With this in mind, Ken is trying something new.
With extraordinary presumption combined with charming unpretentiousness, I'm inaugurating the Tucker Top 5. Five good songs that I would otherwise never get around to reviewing. A prime example of what I'm talking about is a song on the soundtrack album of the new film Scrooged. The movie stars Bill Murray in an update of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, and for no obvious reason, the soundtrack includes a version of the old Jackie DeShannon hit, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. It's sung by Al Green and the Eurythmics' Annie Lennox, and it's a great odd couple duet. This is the first time in a long time that Al Green has sung non-gospel material, and this rich, sensuous version of this oldie represents a welcome return to secular music for Al Green.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place.
The rest of the soundtrack to Scrooged, by the way, includes a Christmas song sung by Robbie Robertson, formerly of the band, and a quite lovely jazz version of We Three Kings of Orient Are, performed by Miles Davis, Larry Carlton, David Sanborn, and Late Night with David Letterman bandleader Paul Schaefer. Counting down this top five, we come to Lucinda Williams, a Louisiana singer-songwriter who's just released her first album in 7 years. It's called Lucinda Williams. Williams is an uncommonly precise, amusingly colloquial composer. Sometimes she can lean a bit too heavily toward folk music sentimentality, but her best music is both catchy and pointed, such as this song, I Just Wanted to See You So Bad. That was Lucinda Williams. Two songs later on this album, she sings a song called Changed All the Locks, so I guess she didn't want to see him all that bad. Holding down the number three position on this top five is Shinehead, a Jamaican-born resident of the Bronx whose new album Unity is a unique mixture of reggae and rap. Both of these genres place an emphasis on unadorned rhythm and a pervasive beat, and this isn't the first time that such a synthesis has been attempted. But on the album's title song, Shinehead achieves an original variation on the rap-reggae confluence. He also interpolates the Beatles' Come Together into a commentary on the false stereotypes of black urban pop. This is Unity.
Ladies and gentlemen of Rapology, we owe our fans and ourselves an apology for coming out of faces all wrong. You know, talking all kinds of yang on a song. Just like snakes, we're always rattling. Do you see rock and roll stars battling? No, sucker MCs, this sucker MC. Yo, troops, when are we gonna stop this crap? It is a waste and oh so sad that the good gotta suffer with the bad. And as for the violence and negative hype, yo, I wanna kill that stereotype. Ever since rap got some publicity, all we ever talk about is sucker MCs. Come together right now in unity. Let me not show you, man. Yes, man.
That's Shinehead. Equally consumed with pop politics is Billy Bragg, an English singer-songwriter whose new album is called Workers' Playtime. Billy Bragg is essentially a folk singer heavily influenced by the bluntness and do-it-yourself attitude of punk. This cocky cockney is steeped in Marxist, socialist, and feminist theory, and has recorded a series of pop songs dealing with public and private politics. This is best heard, I think, on the lovely ballad, Must I Paint You a Picture?
Most important decisions in life are made between two people in bed. I've found that out at my expense. When I see you, you just turn around and walk away like we never met.
so brave. I dreamt the world stopped turning as we climbed the hill. I dreamt impossible dreams that we were lovers still. Must I paint you a picture about the way that I feel?
And the number one song on the Tucker Top 5, the number one song this week, is actually a tune that has already hit number one in England, an irresistible pop song called Perfect by the band Fairground Attraction. This is an English-Scottish quartet whose lead singer, a woman named Eddie Reader, has a warm, inviting voice that stands in sharp contrast to the chilly, ironic pop that dominates the sound of England just now. The rest of Fairground Attraction's debut album, called The First of a Million Kisses, is a little cutesy and rather coy, but Perfect is indeed just about perfect.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.